All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Letitia Van Sant is here live in the studio. She brought Alex Lacquement. Did I say that properly?
You did.
There you go. He's the producer of the new CD and the bass player and rolling down the road.
Yeah. I feel really lucky to get to play with Alex because I feel like he has a really special talent for taking the emotional side of the lyrics and really bringing it out through the music instead of, you know, just setting the chords to it, but like really, really paying close attention to it.
Thank you. Yeah. I had a lot of great material to work with.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, they're all ready to play another one, and I think you're going to tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. In 2008, I worked for the Obama campaign in Detroit, Michigan, as a canvasser. And one day I was canvassing in this neighborhood that typified to me what felt like a safe place. Like it was a suburb with orderly yards and brick houses. And there was, at the end of the day, I had a little bit of trouble finding my canvassing partner, who was a black man who was in his 60s. And we found him after maybe 15 minutes or so, but he was visibly really shaken at that experience. And he told me that when he was growing up, that neighborhood had been a sundown town. And I had never heard that term before. And that was how I learned that many suburbs, many rural towns, and even neighborhoods within cities, not just in the South, but definitely in the North as well, had neighborhoods that where black people were not welcome after dark. And sometimes it would say so on the outskirts with a sign, or sometimes folks would just have to know that that was the way it was there. And then I learned more about Baltimore, which is where I'm from, and I learned about some of the suburbs that I grew up frequenting and thinking of as safe places, and even some of the neighborhoods that I still think of as safe places in the city. And I learned that they also had this exclusionary history to them. And so that made me really question where my sense of safety as a white person really comes from. And you know, I think it's the most natural thing in the world for people to want to keep themselves and their families safe. But that has been used to justify a lot of violence against communities of color. And right now in Maryland, there's some legislation that's being considered in response to a spike in violent crime that is basically just a lock them up kind of policy. And what I felt like I took from the Baltimore uprising was that if we really want peace, then we have to work for justice for everyone, and that no one is really going to be safe until everyone is safe. So this song, Sundown Town, is about the sadness of letting this kind of uninterrogated fear be what defines our future, and really hoping that we can look past it.
Some people say the city is block by block. Some places you should go and some you should not. Let your nightmares guide your footsteps. Let your fear draw the map. Oh, better safe than sorry, with a gun against your back. Roll up your windows and lock your doors. Perhaps it is fiction, but it's one you can't ignore. Go back home and sleep soundly on the right side of the tracks. They don't want your dreams to linger with the cold hard facts. Well, if you try to find me, I'll be safe here at home. I want maximum security. How do you test the unknown? There are thousands out there like me, all nestled in our shells. We'll watch others fight for freedom from the safety of ourselves. It's a sign downtown. Oh, people like you, they shouldn't hang around. Won't take long to figure out. Oh, people like you, they shouldn't hang around.
And that's how it ends. Hanging right out there. Sundown Town, Letitia Van Sant. You're live in our studio. Heavy stuff. And you were all wrapped up in that nonprofit world, all of the social causes and whatnot, weren't you? Before you started touring full time.
I'm still involved as a volunteer in a number of different things, but I don't see it necessarily as like a huge shift necessarily, but just a different way of engaging, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, because you sound like you're still right in it.
Yeah.
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 Really cool. Very good. Well, we wrote some songs down here, so we actually know what we're going to play next. So... what you want to do next? It looks like
The Field.
The Field.
Yeah. I read this quote that said that we are not human beings who have spiritual experiences, but we are spiritual beings who have human experiences. And to me, that sounds way more difficult to be a spiritual being that has, you know, such limitless potential. And all of us have, you know, such depth to us, but we have to fit it into such a short life with so many problems and challenges to contend with.
Yeah.
So the song is called The Field. My soul is a field where love may grow, though it hasn't in a long while. But I'll pick up my plow and I'll pick up my hoe, for the soil is rocky and dry. Soften them with my own
Tisha Van Sant. Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
While you were singing that, there was a chickadee who decided to stop eating for a second. He sat on top of the thing here and watched you sing for a minute or two.
Oh, cool.
I don't think you noticed him. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, there he is again. Oh. Yeah, he was on top of the place where it hangs there. And he's just standing there, looking in here. So what's going on in there?
I don't know.
Very cool. Well, we should get you down the road real soon here, but you did have one more you wanted to play for us.
Sure.
Anything else you want to talk about as far as the CD or anything like that?
I did want to mention on that last track, Laura Wortman of the Honey Dewdrops sang on it.
Yay.
And and they also live in Baltimore and are buddies of mine, and I love singing with her. If you don't already know about them, you should. They're wonderful.
Anyone who knows this show hears them quite often. So definitely. They're actually we're gonna play them this week.
Oh, great.
We'll play them on this show after we're done here.
Yeah. All right, so this one, I had a friend who I asked him how he was doing one day, and he said that he was good except for he needed these green strips of paper. Are you doing okay? You need a sip of water?
Yeah, I just forgot how to drink water.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. We've got a bass player down.
Yeah. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So I had a friend, I asked him how he was doing one day, and he said it was great, except for everybody wanted all these green strips of paper from him, and they wanted way more green strips of paper than he could ever hope to possibly get. And so he was forced to do all of these ridiculous things for many hours in order to get the green strips of paper, and he just didn't see any way out of this situation. So the song is called White Lies.
Okay.
It's 7:30. My clock says 8. It's trick to keep myself.
Very nice. Letitia Van Sant and Alex Lacquemont.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, guys.
This was fun.
Well, safe travels. And did you say something about an EP coming up sometime?
Oh, well, that track was not on the album. But if you keep your ears to the ground or follow Letitia in any way on the internet or get postcards from her, I don't know who that is. Then you might find that track on her upcoming EP later in 2018, if I don't stand corrected.
Yes, it will be released. There's no schedule for it yet, but same.
Excellent. Going with a different producer this time?
Well, those are actually all the B-sides of the ones that we haven't released to this.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, highly recommend the CD, folks. It's called Gut It to the Studs. Head on over to Letitia Van Sant. com. That's LETITIAVANSANT.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, right.
You passed the test.
Excellent. All right, folks. Well, we got another quick break to take. We will be right back after this.